T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Frank Isola, New York Daily News, ESPN, does the morning show on SiriusXM NBA Radio. There were a couple times.
I love him in the White Mamba.
I was listening to him and Scalabrine a bunch during the finals. There were a couple times that Frank, and Frank's with us now, Frank Isola on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Frank, I thought there were a couple of times where Scalabrine wanted to punch you if you guys were in the same room.
Why? What's going on?
No, because
probably true.
Yeah, no, because I can't. There was one. I can't remember. No, it wasn't during the finals. It was during the Celtic series, and there was. Oh, I think you were saying if LeBron hadn't got hit in the head, that the Cavs would have won. And
it drove him nuts. Well, you know what happened?
Yeah.
The next day, if you remember, LeBron, they were up big in that game, right? Then LeBron gets hit in the head, goes to the locker room. From that point on, they were outscored by 17 points.
Right.
Right? So I opened the show talking about LeBron taking this hit. And, like, you know, when he went to the free throw line, you could tell that he looked a little groggy. And I was making a big deal out of it. And he stopped me and he said, "We're really starting the show with this? You thought that was the biggest story?"
Right, right.
I said, "Did you? I hope you guys on your hour-long post-game show talked about it." I said, take off your Celtic-colored glasses. My God. When the best player in the league gets hit in the head and they have a lead, and then all of a sudden things fall apart after he gets hurt, from where I come from, that's a big story.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Remember, no, you were right.
I don't have a dog in the fight. I really don't care, even though I do like to tweak him a little bit about the Celtics.
It was funny.
Frank, I listened to a clip. It was on the internet from your show, and you were talking about, I think the NBA Serious account tweeted it out. It was good. I agree with you, actually, that, you know, LeBron James' gaffe of hitting the whiteboard was about as big, nearly costing the series just as much as the J.R. Smith thing, because, you know, LeBron wasn't the same after the game, and he certainly doesn't deserve, you said, and I agree, he doesn't deserve extra credit for playing with a self-inflicted wound.
Yeah, and, you know, every time you've heard LeBron talk, and this comes up a lot. In fact, I went back and looked, and there was a story by ESPN where it said, you know, LeBron's most dangerous weapon is his brain. And he's actually had a quote before where he says, "I have a very big basketball brain." And he does. He's obviously a brilliant player, and he's very smart. And, you know, after that game against the Celtics that day when he remembered, like, every single player from the final 2 minutes, yeah, that was really impressive. But that same basketball brain kind of failed him in that moment, because you can't lose control of your emotion. I get it. He has every reason to be upset. I still think he was more upset about the officiating than anything else, because I feel like the block charge call is really the biggest call of the season, them overturning that. But in that moment, the best player on the team can't punch a whiteboard or whatever the case may be and injure his hand. That affects him the next 3 games. Like, JR's gaffe didn't necessarily cost him the game. George Hill missing the free throw is bigger. It's just that we're all going to remember what J.R. Smith did. But that's, if you want to blame J.R., that's one game. You have to blame LeBron for the other 3 games. And it doesn't take away from what he did this playoffs. He had a remarkable, I keep saying, it was a disappointing ending to a remarkable playoff run that he had, and even more so than the injury. Yeah, all right, so let's say you were impacted by the injury, not impacted enough to throw the ball at the backboard and dunk it and do the elaborate hand slaps with your kids. You know, it didn't hurt him that much. But forget all that. Why didn't he compete in the second half? I didn't feel like he played hard enough in the second half.
Agreed.
He only took 3 shots, and that's the part to me which was most disappointing. It doesn't mean he's on an all-time great. Doesn't mean you can't mention in the same breath as Michael Jordan. That's where the media is today. There's only one side or the other, and the people that defend LeBron to the bitter end, like, they can't, like, open their eyes enough to say this was unacceptable, the way that he played in the second half of that game, and it was unacceptable.
Right. We're talking with Frank Isola, New York Daily News, ESPN. In fact, through the magic of radio/TV, we're talking to Frank as he just lost on Around the Horn at the same moment to Sarah Spain today. She took you down, Frank. It was rough.
I thought I had some better lines, but whatever.
Hey, Frank, you know, obviously the question now spins ahead to what LeBron's going to do, and nobody knows for sure. We're all just kind of guessing. It seems like here there's some confidence that he's going to stay. I feel like everybody nationally is convinced he's going to leave. What do you feel today?
I don't know. I mean, I'm always of the belief, like just like in 2010, I was hoping that he would stay. I think it's a great thing. He's from there. They originally drafted him. You know, I think a lot will come down to, is his family comfortable there? Do they want to stay there? Maybe his kids are like, yeah, we'll go play high school basketball in California and live there. Maybe they'd be okay with it. I hope he stays. I still think, why can't they go out? And, you know, there's a couple of moves that they could make. Plus, you stay in the Eastern Conference. And at this stage, he's made it to 8 straight finals. And I get it. His record is 3-6. But it's what he's done is incredible. His legacy is cemented at this point. Does he want to chase a championship? Perhaps so. Perhaps he wants to go to, you know, the Houston Rockets. Or if it's the Lakers, he's going to be going with a pretty young team.
Yeah.
Or if it's only about a championship, just go join the Golden State Warriors and be done with it. I would hope that he would stay. You just never know. It just seems to be, if you were asking me to bet, it sounds like he's going. I don't really have, you know, much to base that on. I just think it's unfortunate. I would hope that he would stay, though.
If he does stay, and you talk about moves they could make, is it, you know, are you trading for Paul George, you know, a sign and trade type of deal there? Like, are you trading Kevin Love, trying to get C.J. McCollum? I mean, what is the move you think they could make that could help LeBron here?
Yeah, I think that would have to be it. You know, I'm sure you don't want to give up Kevin Love, but can you do something with the 8th pick and another player? Perhaps you could, and, you know, you take on maybe a long-term contract that some team is looking to get rid of. You know, if you have LeBron, it's not going to take much with those other guys, and then, you know, there's going to be veteran players out there that would be willing to take less to get a chance at a championship with a guy like LeBron. Like, I actually thought some of the moves they made last offseason weren't terrible. Like, you know, Dwayne Wade was a disaster during the season, but they got him for the postseason. That was the crazy thing. Like, I just would have sent him to Miami in, like, March and said, go hang out down there, take care of yourself, we'll come get you in April, and we'll make a run for it. But I still think that there are moves that they can make to kind of enhance the roster, and it's still LeBron. Now, he's not going to play in 82 games next season, so you got to go into it looking at it from that standpoint. You're probably looking at between 70 and 75 games for him, so he's not going to carry you as much as he did this past season. But I still think, you know, that they can get creative. They can do something, and he could probably help out. If he's committed to staying, he could probably help out in that regard.
If LeBron left Cleveland, I mean, there's no guarantees that they're going to be able to beat the Warriors, right?
Not necessarily. No, I don't think so. Like, if he went to Houston, yeah, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee if he went to Boston or if he went to Philly, which I still think is the least likely scenario. No, there's not. And who knows if he's going to be happy. I think when he first went to Miami, the word that everyone was getting, now it worked out for him. He ended up winning 2 championships there. But I don't think he was ever really that happy. I think that's one of the reasons he came back. And even Kevin Durant, I think there's a part of him, it's worked out great. I mean, he left, he's won 2 championships, and he's in the finals MVP twice. But I still think there's a part of Kevin Durant that probably misses what he had in Oklahoma City. It's never the same thing. And I think that's kind of the gamble that LeBron's going to take here. You know, if he does leave, who's to say he's going to like it? Who's to say his family's not going to like it? He might think back, man, what was I doing? I had a pretty good situation in Cleveland. I just should have stayed there.
Yeah, and I guess the thing is, if he leaves and he doesn't win a championship, is it a disaster in terms of what people think about him, how he ended his career?
Yeah, I don't know if they will think that. I mean, it is remarkable what he's doing at the age of 33. And, you know, I keep saying at some point he's going to fall off. Now, maybe that won't be until he's 50, or maybe it'll be when he's 36 years old. But, you know, unfortunately, at some point, something is going to break down. I mean, he's played so many games and so many minutes. You know, unfortunately, it's just the case. I remember Hakeem Olajuwon. It was like 1 year Hakeem was a very good player, and then he just lost it almost overnight. So I don't know. Maybe LeBron will be that kind of player. I still, in my heart of hearts, think that he could still play at an incredibly high level for another 3 years, though.
Frank, I know Kenyon Martin recently said he thought LeBron might go to the Knicks because supposedly Kyrie Irving, the Celtics, are worried he might want to go to the Knicks. Who the hell wants to go to the Knicks? You've been covering them forever. They've been garbage forever. They got a terrible owner. Why would anybody want to go there?
It just tells you that it's really the city and the building.
Yeah, sure.
Selling itself more than anything. But all these players could become, you know, look at Russell Westbrook. He plays in Oklahoma City. He's in a million commercials. He's got a million endorsements. And what's happened to a lot of players over the years when they've come to New York, and even Amari, who, like, his first 50 games here was great, but then he becomes like the Renaissance man. He's involved in the fashion stuff and everything else. And, you know, all of a sudden, like, basketball, the priority becomes lower. and lower when you play for the Knicks. I do find it a little amusing, but I don't know if LeBron would come to the Knicks. I mean, after the Charles Oakley thing happened, I know that LeBron kind of spoke out about it. Wasn't too crazy about the Knicks owner, but you know what? Maybe that won't have a factor.
Frank, speaking of the Celtics, you know, there was, you know, reports that Kyrie might not, you know, wouldn't commit. He was just asked about it. He wouldn't talk about, you know, beyond this next year. Would you be worried if you were the Celtics about him leaving?
I wouldn't be worried from this standpoint, because I'm sure that they would probably have some type of verbal commitment from him at some point, and then they could always trade him. Yeah. So I don't think that, like, Kyrie Irving is ever going to become a free agent and just walk on the Boston Celtics. I just don't think that would happen. Do I think he's pretty aloof? Yes. Do I also think, you know, you have to be a little concerned with him, because I guess there was that quote from an unnamed Cavs player, oh, we'd be up 3-0 if we had Kyrie. Well, you had him last year and you weren't. But more importantly, that injury he had was caused by that irritation from that wire that he had in his knee. So yeah. Eventually that was going to catch up to him. Now, he's already had three procedures on that knee. Now, one was major surgery. The other one was to fix, you know, was to take the wire out. Then the other one was because of some infection he had. But, you know, there's no other way around it. His knee is not as strong as it once was. You know, so it's not like he's going to get physically. That doesn't mean that he still can't compete at a high level for a long time. But that has to concern you before you invest $200 million in him. So I don't think Danny Ainge has proven that he's pretty good at his job. So I don't think there'll ever be a situation where, A, they're afraid of anything, and, B, that Kyrie Irving would walk without them having a chance to resign him.
You think David Griffin ends up in Philly?
I don't know. I mean, it makes some sense on some level, but, you know, maybe the guys that were working in that front office as, you know, underneath Brian Colangelo, maybe one of those guys has a good relationship with people in the organization, the coach, more importantly, the owner, and maybe they'll just stick with one of those guys. I could see them doing that, unless they feel like getting David Griffin could help them get LeBron. But I don't know. Does the players go to play for a GM? I've never really heard of something like that.
No, probably not. Frank, thanks, man. We appreciate the time.
All right, guys. And thanks for listening. I'll remind Brian that the Cavs beat the Warriors.
That's true. Do that, please. The Celtics. Yeah.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks so much.
All right, you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.